There's a Maiden classic, The Trooper, and we are with Steve Harris at the band's lunch. And Steve, you know, listening to that tune and thinking of all the great classic Maiden moments, you go back and you think about it. Obviously, you're the founding member of the band. You've recorded now in America for about four different labels. You've had three different lead singers, so many different versions of Iron Maiden. But the one thing that's been true throughout the whole thing is that you've always kind of kept the integrity of the band and kept it a metal band. And has there ever been any influence from the outside, people that try to inflict things and want to change what Iron Maiden was all about?
Not really, because I think they know what the answer would be, so they don't really try. We've been very stubborn right from the early years. I mean, people would think now that we're in a position to establish position to be able to tell people where to go or what to do or whatever, but we've always done what we wanted to do. And I think that's always been a strength for the band, definitely. And I think, you know, the fans respect that, and they know that we're, you know, honest about what we do, and, you know, we don't sort of go on any paths where we don't want to go, basically.
I think it's great that you came back with this album and didn't try to be too modern or hip or change something up, but it's almost like a fresh classic Maiden record.
But that's just it. We didn't try and be anything. Yeah. We just try to be ourselves, and that's what we always do. Is just and any album is a statement of where we are at that time. You know, whether it musically or whether it be, you know, mentally or everything, really, you know. So, you know, we don't try and be one thing or another. We don't think, oh, we're going to be this or that direction, you know. This album, to me, musically, is just an extension of the last two studio albums, really. And the way we've been going, naturally, is just like a, you know, 70s progressive influence, really. And I think also Seventh Son was a bit like that as well, but it's just a natural thing, you know. It's just the direction we're going in. Mm-hmm. We didn't feel that we, you know, I think some people might have expected with Bruce and Adrian coming back that we might try and go retro or something, but we haven't tried to be one thing or another, really. This is us now, you know.
And well, that was clearly the first thing that I said when I heard the record, is it sounds like it should. It sounds like Iron Maiden. Thank God.
But, well, yeah, because that's what it is.
Exactly.
So I suppose it would do, really. But, I mean, it's like we always, whenever we go on a new tour with a new album, we always play a lot of new material. We're never scared to play lots of new material, and we're pretty stubborn about that, even to the point where in some parts of the world, if people you know, haven't been buying the album as much as they should do or whatever, we still go out and ram it down their throat and say, well, you know, if you don't like it, you know, whatever, that's tough. But, you know, so that's always our attitude. And but hopefully, you know, people would go, and then if they hear the songs live and they didn't check the album out yet, then they would buy the album. I mean, that's the way we promote ourselves, is touring, you know. So, you know, you've got to have conviction with your new material and belief in it. Because, you know, we can't guarantee you get much help anywhere else, you know. We don't expect it, so that's the way we promote ourselves.
Steve Harris, bass player, founding member of Iron Maiden, thanks so much for being so generous with your music and spending some time with us.
Well, thank you. I mean, I'd just like to say thanks to all the fans, really, for supporting us, and, you know, the loyal fans over the years. They know who they are. There'll probably be more people coming to see us on this tour. But the ones on the last two or three tours, they know who they are as well, and they're the real loyal fans as far as I'm concerned. So that's all I want to thank.